Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Home Base Business.
Oh,
hey, that's exciting.
Telling me that I can be
party.
More and more of who I am.
The
power of
the
day.
We'll be right back in.
Open up.
that are spread out across the country that we're not able to get to because people are spread out, to know how to host and handle and do a travel party, because this is the essence of our business. Our business is about travel. We market recess and recreation, showing people various ways to take advantage of the $7 trillion travel industry, or as we like to say, hey, $2.4 million booked every minute. And so just in the short time that we've been on the air, people have booked a tremendous amount of travel. Well, that doesn't mean a hill of beans if you're not positioned so that you can take advantage of that. So what we want to do tonight, again, for our travel party show program is to go over the essence of what takes place at a travel party and walk through as if we actually are having a travel party. One of the first things we want to do with a travel party is always ask the guests, you know, thank the guests for coming out, but also ask the guests, you know, where was their last vacation that they really enjoyed? You know, and then people usually share places they have been, you know, such as the islands or, you know, a different part of this country or maybe to Europe or maybe to Africa, you know, different places that people have gone and have really enjoyed. And then, you know, we usually ask people after they share that information, well, how much did it cost to get to that particular destination and how did you book it? You know, was you blessed enough to be able to book it from your own site? Or did you have to book it from Orbitz, Expedia, Travelocity, or deal with, you know, what we call dinosaurs nowadays, travel agencies, brick-and-mortar travel agencies, which are rare and few. But, you know, people go on vacations and they take these trips, and there's nothing wrong with it because everyone enjoys traveling and going to their favorite place. The question is what we try to share with people is you personally, are you able to go wholesale or do you go retail? And then also the other question is in terms of being able to be involved in this whole thing called travel, when your friends want to travel, are they able to book travel from off of a personalized travel booking engine that you have? Or can you only tell them about the trip and then they have to go online and book it somewhere else? We're going to explore a couple of those things in the first part of the show and then share with you also the opportunity and then also share with you how you can help your favorite charity. And to start off with some of the things about booking travel from a retail perspective and some of the discounts that we have, and then also booking travel as an insider through something that's called Fam Trips, I want to bring on my co-host, Monticello Mitchell. Monty, you there?
I'm here, Mr. Howie.
Okay. Would you share with us, we have something that's called Weekend Getaways, which is part of off of our retail travel site, which is still pretty good deals for people in terms of them saving money on going on trips. Could you share you know, a little bit with us about the YTB Weekend Getaways?
Weekend Getaways. It's on the travel site. When you get your travel site, you have many things that people can purchase from your site, which actually is purchasing from you, and you get paid for those purchases. And one of the things on those sites is something called Weekend Getaways. Well, these are little short trips that people take to keep their lives invigorated. I was talking to a class the other day at a high school, and I told them that one of the things they wanted to be able to do, you know, once they got out of school, first of all, I told them to finish school and get all the education they could so, you know, so they could have work that pays them enough that they'll have money left over to travel. And so one of the things that I was talking with them about was how travel keeps your life interesting. See, when you stay in one place all the time, life gets pretty boring. And so traveling locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally that keeps your life exciting. When you meet new people and you go to new places, you know, that kind of invigorates your life and keeps it exciting. And so with our weekend getaways, we put some fabulous trips together, and we price these per person, but I'm just going to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Since we live in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, we will basically be traveling out of Greensboro, Charlotte, or Raleigh, North Carolina. So I'm just looking at traveling out of Greensboro, for instance. And so from Greensboro to Pittsburgh, PA, per person. Now, this will include flight, hotel, and taxes and fees. And let me say something about that. A lot of sites you go on, they don't have, in the final cost analysis, they don't have taxes and fees included. You will only get those numbers when you start to book your travel, and then that extra stuff starts to pop up. With our site, taxes and fees are included when you're looking at the flight and the hotel, for instance. So from Greensboro to Pittsburgh, PA, we're looking at about $228, and that's flight and hotel. So, you know, you and your spouse, your significant other, or just a friend can hop that weekend getaway, get away from the weekend. You got off on Friday. You anticipated it on Wednesday. You got over hump day. Thursday came. You're getting more excited. So Friday, when you get off work, you're on your way. You're gone. You're out of there because you've gone to www.dawnstravelsite.com and you booked your weekend getaway and you're going to Pittsburgh or maybe you're going to Philadelphia. And then we have some trips down to Virginia, Richmond, Williamsburg, a very, very historical type city. Walk around and just see some great, interesting history. That trip is running for like $233 a person. Again, you're getting off of work. You're running through the airport to get to your flight. You're gone. You come back Monday morning to work. You are refreshed. You are totally regenerated. So weekend getaways are so, so very important.
And you said again with that, you said that's airfare and hotel.
Airfare, hotel, and taxes and fees are included.
That is awesome. I mean, because with the price of airfare, you know, some places just to get a plane there and back, let alone talk about a hotel, you know, would cost much more than that.
For sure. And then if you look at today when we're talking about oil prices and we're talking about gas, we're talking about fuel, and those events make everything else more expensive. So say, for instance, leaving from Greensboro, going to the New York vicinity, you're talking about $234 per person. And like you say, that could generally be, that $234 could generally be just for the airfare, but we're talking about the hotel and the flight, plus the taxes and the fees.
Man, oh man. That is extremely awesome. In terms of being able to, as you know, being in business for yourself and having a travel booking engine and being able to offer that as a you know, a retail price for your customers.
You put some flyers out there. Here's the thing: print out a couple of these trips and post them around town. You know, you've got to expose what you do. People have got to know what you do. You can't be a secret agent. In other words, with network marketing, you don't have the luxury or the cost of having an advertising company or a marketing company. You've got to do those type things yourself. So you've got to expose your business. You've got to expose what you do, and flyers, and just talking to people, and just getting out there, talking, getting names and numbers, just showing people what you do, emailing people. I mean, there's just so many ways to make it happen.
Now, with that, again, also being able to do that and have people book from your site, what percentage of the commission does one get you know, off of that piece of travel that's booked retail off of this site?
Well, once that travel is booked, our company, your biz, your travel biz, is going to receive a commission. And from that commission that our company receives, the agent whose site that the travel was booked on is going to receive a 60% commission of that commission generated to YTB. So you're going to make actually more money than the parent company. You, the independent, are going to make more money than the parent company, 60%.
Mm-mm-mm. And again, this is one of the things that, you know, that we're able to offer customers by having a retail travel booking site. Now, one of the other aspects of, you know, in terms of being involved in this company and being involved in this business is when you become what's called a referring travel agent, you're also able to travel like an insider, or as we say, travel like an insider. And there's something that's called fam trips, which allows you, the agent, to do something special with your own personal travel. Could you elaborate a little bit on the fam trips and what that means, being a referring travel agent, and how one can take care of their own personal travel?
Well, once you become a referring travel agent, you'll start getting certifications in different areas of the travel industry. And once you do that, you qualify to take, you'll have certain perks, in other words. And one of those perks is something called a fam trip, and that's a familiarization trip. Now, for instance, all the hotels out there, they don't sell all of their rooms on every given day or weekend or whatever. Same thing with the flights. So these companies offer these rooms and these seats on the plane, they offer them at a very, very reduced rate of travel to referring travel agents and travel agents. But you also have to be certified in certain areas to qualify for these trips. Now, they offer them to you at a very, very steep discount just for being in the industry and just for being certified in certain areas. And you can take advantage of those and practically go all over the world, you know, traveling wholesale versus retail. Some of those trips are discounted, you know, 60 to 70%. So it'd be advantageous for you to become a referring travel agent, get certain certifications, and take advantage of those trips.
Yes, I remember seeing recently on our site where, you know, the Olympics is coming up, and that there was a special rate for those of us in the business that wanted to go to the Olympics and be there for nine days and eight nights. And I believe it was like $899, which was airfare, hotel, and everything else. And that same trip would cost a person, retailer commercially, $3,000 to be able to do that.
Well, that's so true. The industry rewards those that come into the industry to work, those that bring business to the industry. And they do that because they know once you've taken certain trips yourself, you're going to be referring other people. You've taken certain trips and you were treated in such a good way that you're going to be referring people to their establishment. So it's a win-win situation for them. Basically, you're going to become their advertiser. So once you've been on that trip as an insider, when you get back home and do what you do, you're going to be sharing this information with other people. They're going to get excited about it. They're going to want to do some of those trips like you're doing. So that's one of the reasons the industry does that.
Good. So, you know, this, again, is very exciting information. And, again, you know, for those on the team that are listening, when you're having your travel party, you want to make sure that people understand that you have an opportunity for people to book retail travel off your site, and that you also have a vested interest in being involved in this business to travel like an insider for your own personal travel and save tremendously on your own personal travel, or as we like to say, travel wholesale versus retail. So having this online travel booking engine and being a part of the YTB network is a very powerful tool and resource that one can take advantage of by, you know, being involved in this business and positioning oneself. Now, one of the other things that's interesting, besides from the commercial aspect of us being able to have a site in which people can book their personal, you know, where, which, you know, friends, family members, and other people and people that, you know, we basically generally meet and able to do business with, being able to book their travel off our site, is one of the other things that's interesting is for those of us that have favorite causes and charities that we want to support, you know, that there's a way that we can engage them and help out to, like, our church and our favorite charities. Could you share some information about that?
Now, what you're getting ready to hear now is something that's going to show you, or should show you, where the heart of this company is. The heart of this company is about helping people. It's people inspired, and it's about helping people. And one of the things that this company offers, YTB, Your Travel Biz, is something that we call Passport to Giving. And we like to refer to this as turning vacation into donations. See, there are a lot of charities and nonprofits that do great works. But one of the things that's going on in society is people are giving less money to these organizations. The grant money is drying up, so to speak. So they're not able to get as much money as they were normally getting over the years from the grant writing and whatnot. And so as they began to lose money, they're looking for other sources of funding. Our company offers a program called the Passport to Giving, and basically this is how it works. We're out there to help these nonprofits, these charities, and so we market a product to them where they can own their own, they can buy and own their own travel site. And we're going to show them how to market that site and help them out, because one of the things they'll get when they sign up for this program is they'll get a manager that's going to help them design and market programs to drive business to their site. One of the things they're going to do is the inside people, the people that work for their companies, they're going to be encouraged when they take vacations, whenever they travel, to book that travel on the organization's website. Members, maybe it's a church, so they're going to have members booking their travel on their site. And when this happens, as they book the travel on their site and commissions are generated, the commission that's generated will go to Your Travel Biz, and that organization will receive from that commission, they'll receive 60% of that commission for fundraising. And see, once this program is put in place, it practically runs on its own, because people can go to the site, book their travel, the funds are generated, the funds are passed to the church in the form of royalties, or to the organization in the form of royalties, or to the nonprofit in the form of royalties. So it's a win-win situation for everybody, and once this program is put in place, it works like money. I don't know if you guys know how money works. I used to be in the financial service industry, and we were taught that once you put money in place, it works and works and works. It doesn't get sick. It doesn't need a vacation. It doesn't call in, need some time off. Once you put it in place, it works and works and works 24/7, 365. That's the same way this program will work for the nonprofits and charities. Once they put it in place, it just works and works and works. It works when they're not there. It works when they're there. It just works and works and works.
That is so powerful. Now, again, as you were saying, in terms of these nonprofits and charities, so people that are involved in the child school or have a PTA or PTO and stuff like that. They're always looking for various type fundraisers. Can they take advantage of this program?
Now, you know what? Schools and teachers. Teachers are constantly and more spending more of their own money, you know, to help bridge these gaps between some of the students may not have paper, or they may not have notebooks, and those are book bags. So teachers are constantly, teachers and professionals in the education arena.
And Talk Radio.